Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. Welcome back. Moolala Money Made Simple is brought to you in part by Credit Canada. I am the CEO of the organization, and we are Canada's longest standing nonprofit credit counseling agency. Our mission is to help people get out of debt so they can get back into life. Listen, debt is a brutal reality for millions of Canadians. It starts to pile on for lots and lots of different reasons: job loss, divorce, illness, bad luck, you name it. Our accredited credit counselors are available to help you understand your current financial situation and take you through all your options on how to move forward. And there really are options out there. So go to creditcanada.com. We are nonprofit. As I said, the counseling is free and judgment free. The pandemic has impacted all of us, every single one of us, every citizen of the planet Earth. It has impacted us in one way or the other. The haves have it kind of made in the shade: a house that's worth more, retirement savings that have increased, and a savings account that's ballooned because there hasn't been much to spend money on. But the have-nots, it has been brutal. It is an entirely different story for people who are dealing with unemployment and consumer debt and all that stuff. We're going to get some insight on how things have gone in the year 2022 for folks as it relates to debt. And we're going to do that by talking about the Credit Counseling Society's Consumer Debt Report. The president and CEO of Credit Counseling Society is Scott Hanna, and he joins us now to talk about the findings. He's in New Westminster, British Columbia. Hello there.
Hello, Bruce.
What surprised you about this report?
Well, how split Canadians are, and you outlined it in your opening. Either you're doing well or you're not, and there's very little in between. So as you said, the have-nots doing great. I look at it from the real estate market. When did we become a society that the price you were asking for was the starting point for how much you're going to pay for the home, not the ending point? You know, having my youngest son trying to buy a place right now and just being dejected when the final price goes for over $200,000 over asking. It's just beyond his ability to save. Mm. And more recently, for Canadians who have been finding it tough during the pandemic, the impact of inflation, how it's been able to kind of tip their circumstances where they're really starting to struggle. And I get it. When you go into a grocery store, and as my wife did the other day, and you pick up a head of cauliflower, and it's $11, and then you put it back because you're not paying
$11. 100% you put it back. You go for some chickpeas. They're a buck a can.
That's just about it. So we see that people, you know, Canadians are undecided about 2022. Very pessimistic. 3 in 10 feel that their finances are not going to improve this year. But, you know, there's been some positive learnings from the pandemic. The fact that, you know, the need for emergency savings is the top lesson learned, something that you and I have been preaching forever.
Music to our ears.
It is. And Canadians are starting to get it. You know, the thing that, with that said, though, 2 out of 3 Canadians are still carrying non-mortgage debt, and over half of those feel worried about it. And I don't blame them. You know, our economy hasn't fully recovered. And if you're in that have-not segment, or you're in an industry where you're working and not sure if the industry is going to survive, you look at you know, the differences between some of the online fitness companies versus those who own gyms and have all this expensive equipment and rent to pay and no one coming in their gyms. Yeah. It's just been terrible for them.
One of the data points that surprised me was the financial situation now versus the beginning of the pandemic. So as you referenced, 3 in 10, 31% feel worse and 28% feel better. For those who feel worse, there are some pretty clear reasons for why they feel worse. Tell me a bit about your findings on that front, the why.
Well, you know, for those individuals, it's pretty straightforward, given the fact that unemployment, uncertainty, carrying debt, you know, has come out in terms of this. It presented a lot of challenges. And, you know, unfortunately, we don't tend to learn from our past mistakes in terms of what I need to do when times get tough. We just repeat them. And so we're seeing a lot of the same similarities. And really, again, it's striking home with a lot of the younger people who just haven't had that opportunity yet to prepare for it. Mm. It's tough.
What did you notice about inflation? What did respondents to your survey say in terms of the cost of things? We mentioned cauliflower.
Well, it's just transportation, housing, food, those staples that we all require. These are not a nice to have. These are needs to have. Are really making it impossible for individuals to make ends meet. I know in Vancouver, you know, the average rent for a one-bedroom apartment is now over $2,100. And it's, it's making it difficult. People are leaving major centers because they just can't afford to live in those major centers anymore.
Two-thirds of Canadians are carrying non-mortgage debt, as you said. I've got the numbers in front of me here, and I got to tell you, I can feel my own blood pressure going higher, and it's not my debt. 10% of respondents said that number is 50 grand plus. Another 10 or 11% are 49 grand down to 25, and a further 18% are in excess of $10,000. You've been in this industry as a leader in nonprofit credit counseling for a very, very long time. What's your sense for how those numbers stack up to where we have been in other times in history?
I think that we're seeing more extremes. There's times when we've had, for example, the oil crisis in Alberta that impacted Albertans. We saw numbers like this. We saw in 2008 when people were impacted by, I'll call it our mini recession for some people. But here what we're seeing is a gradual deterioration, long-term deterioration of individuals' personal financial circumstances. The benefits from the government have run out and now they have to pay this back. I think for many Canadians, we've been in a kind of a cocoon for almost 2 years where things have been okay, rolling it together, and our creditors have been fairly receptive to working with us. And we have this growing income tax debt that hasn't been addressed yet, but it's going to be because it has to be. So I think that we're going to find that people coming out of this pandemic are going to find it difficult. I know in conversations with some of our major financial institutions, they're not sure what to expect. And these are experts in the field. They're not sure what's going to happen.
One other data point that surprised me, and I don't know if you've got any insight into why this is so, but when you look at Canadians with debt and they say they make it feel concerned, worried, or anxious, that is particularly common with younger Canadians. That I can kind of wrap my mind around, but also women. What would you say you've learned about the gender dynamic here in terms of how women feel versus men?
I think that women are more realistic about their financial circumstances. Where men, generally speaking, things aren't quite as bad as what they really are. So we just find that, you know, when we're speaking with a couple, that a woman is more forthright, willing to come forward saying, look, I'm uncomfortable with our circumstances right now. We're not making ends meet. We're fighting about this. We're just generalizing at times. Males may not quite feel to that same degree. So we find that women, more often than not, are willing to address their financial circumstances sooner than men.
Credit cards continue to be the number one place that Canadians turn to when they need to access credit cards. You and I both know the perils of that. What is the note of caution that you would provide, I'm sure, at any opportunity to folks who are trying to deal with a level of debt that they can't easily handle?
I think it's really important for consumers to understand that credit cards were never meant to carry long-term debt. They were meant for safety and convenience. And so if you don't have the funds in your account or will have the funds in your account to pay for an expenditure boat to make on a credit card, don't make the expenditure. Put it away. Put it on a lower cost, maybe a line of credit, and still put your credit cards away. People really need to understand the fact that a credit card is not money. You know, I'll give you a quick story that years and years ago, my oldest son broke a windshield of a car, but he stood by there and acknowledged it and had to pay it back. Didn't have the money because he was young. So I made him pay it back by doing chores around our house and paid him the equivalent of $8 an hour. It took him like 6 months to pay it off. And I said to him, Connor, that's like a credit card. it's so easy to spend and make the expenditure, and it's so hard to pay back. You just don't realize it. Mm-hmm. And that's what people don't realize until they're in credit card debt. So if you're finding that you're reaching for your credit card as a normal extension of your paycheck, that's a time to readdress your situation and a time to get help.
Yeah. Woo, woo, woo. Pick up the phone and call a nonprofit credit counselor. You and I are on the same page on the importance and the opportunity that it is for Canadians to talk to nonprofit credit counselors. Scott Hanna, thank you very much.
Care, Bruce.
Scott Hanna is the president and CEO of the Credit Counseling Society. And we were just walking through some of the insights from its consumer debt report.
Hi, it's me, your debt. Look, we need to talk. This isn't working. The missed payments, the collection calls, and all those sleepless nights. We need nonprofit debt counseling, and I found the perfect place. Credit Canada Debt Solutions. They're non-judgmental, 100% confidential. They'll negotiate with creditors and even stop interest. Don't you want to rebuild your credit? You deserve better.
Break up with debt. Visit creditcanada.com.